This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from Crescent City Sports, he's done this for over 40 years, Mr. Rene Nadeau. Rene, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, it's always special when we visit, buddy.
Appreciate it. Rene, before we get stalking Saints, I want to ask you, you wrote an article for Crescent City Sports about John Johnson, the quarterback for Edna Carr, who committed to Liberty. Man, they got Liberty coaches all over in this area recruiting. Now, we'll say this about Johnson. If he was 6 foot two, he ain't going to Liberty. You know what I mean? But he is, you know, they list him at 5'11". I'm not sure if that's exactly his size. He's certainly a playmaker, but, man, he's got a couple guys on that team I'd like for you to comment about. And one of them certainly is Richard Anderson, the big defensive tackle, 6'3", 330 pounds, the most highly recruited defensive lineman in the state of Louisiana. He's already verbally committed to LSU. Man, he's a big dude coming off that bus, and he can play the run well, but he could have went anywhere in the country. He's one of those type of guys. So for people who haven't watched Richard Anderson play, kind of give us a little bit of insights on Richard.
Well, you know, Mike, it's interesting you mention that, because Richard Anderson is a guy who reminds me, because Richard Anderson played at 365 pounds in a state title game. He reminds me of a guy that you know well, Tyler Shelvin, when he went to LSU. You got to watch that weight. He's very skilled. He's a behemoth. He closes the lanes pretty quickly, huge base, heavy hands, a short area quickness. But he's a guy that's got to watch that weight. If he stays 330, 340, Mike, he could be a very special guy. He could be that nose, and could be a dominating defensive lineman. You mentioned John Johnson. He reminds me of Herb Tyler. Herb Tyler,
yes.
27.
Bingo.
Starter. And an undersized guy, Mike, that nobody thought much of. Herb Tyler comes out of Old Perry Walker. And John Johnson has committed to Liberty. But, you know, Nebraska offered him as an athlete, and Tulane has put an offer on the table as well. But, you know, he could be the best player in the state of Louisiana this year. And, you know, he's Edna Carr is loaded with talent, as you said. They have five or six, seven major college commitments. They probably have the best secondary, and not in the state, one of the best secondaries in the country. They have Aiden Hall, who committed to LSU as a safety. Haywood Howard is a guy who's going to commit July 23rd. He's got LSU, Miami, Ole Miss, and Texas. And another guy, Maurice Williams, is a guy who's a Liberty commit as well. Is a 5'10", 185-pound cornerback who's also committed to Liberty. So those are three guys who are Division I prospects in the same secondary at Edna Carr.
Man, you talk about loaded. And one thing, Bryce Brown does a fantastic job. And people say, okay, is it the talent? It's him. No, it's him and the talent. Because a lot of times, Renee, you like me. You talk to coaches. Sometimes the most talented teams, they don't win. They don't win it all for one reason or another. Man, Bryce has done a fantastic job there. I'll get you to talk a little bit more about Aiden Hall, who has played safety, also played in the nickel. And it's his ability to match up downfield. Now, physically, for me, in watching him, he needs to put on a little bit of weight and muscle to his frame. But where LSU has missed the bus is now with when you got three wide receiver sets and a flex tight end, you cannot put one of these guys that all they want to do is get up the field and stop the run. You got to be able to match up in the coverage part of the game. And that's where I think Aiden Hall is really good at, being able to match up if it's in the slot or if it's a tight end.
And you're right, Mike, and you hit the nail on the button. He's 6'1", about 170, 175, but he can play cornerback, safety, or nickelback. He's a great tackler in space, even though he's not a big guy. Great pursuit angles, doesn't take a false step, and he's very instinctive. He's got great ball skills, and that's what I like about Aiden Hall. He's a guy that can hit the campus at LSU and get in that depth chart pretty quickly. I mean, he gets it. You know, he's one of these guys, Mike, as you know and Charlie knows, you know, you don't have to tell him twice, and that's very important when you get on campus or you get on camp tomorrow with the New Orleans Saints. If you get it quicker, it helps the learning curve, and you can learn things a lot faster.
One of the things too is we talked about Liberty, and man, I've seen two coaches for Liberty. Now, one of the reasons is they got not only a commitment, but they signed Jalen Coleman. Remember last year from Vanderbilt Catholic out in Houma, and he had a number of teams after him. He ends up at Liberty, and now they got two commitments from Edna Carr. So when you hear that, you can see that there's connections here with a couple of Liberty coaches. Renee, when you look at it across the board, how good is the Catholic League this year, from your opinion?
Oh my God. You know, I tell you what, Edna Carr is good. Brother Martin's going to be good. A Jesuit, Rummel, Holy Cross. It's going to be a dogfight, as it always is. And you know, I asked Bryce Brown when we had a conversation a month or so ago. I said, Bryce, you know, sometimes these TV networks want to pair up the best prep teams in the country in a preseason game. Would you be interested for the right money? He said, Renee, it would have to be a deal I couldn't turn away, because he said, I play a killer schedule. I play the hardest schedule in the country. And for me to play another preseason game against a national power, it would really take a sweetheart of a deal. So, you know, and I said, but Carr's going to attract that kind of attention. And he's right. I mean, Edna Carr is not only thought of well in the state of Louisiana, but nationwide, schools, as you know, schools from all over the country are coming down and on a campus and a car on a regular basis to recruit those kind of players. And I'm going to tell you, a guy I didn't mention, you know, Edna Carr has turned out some great linemen, Cornelius Lucas and Kelvin Hughes and Bernard Robinson. They got a tackle that's going to be a four-star guy this year, Leon Noel, and he's being recruited by everybody. And Liberty's one of them, Ole Miss, Houston, Missouri, Nebraska. So they got about six or seven major college prospects on this year's team and about two or three for next year.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Renee, looking at the Saints in the 2025 NFL draft, I think, you know, maybe the black and gold surprised some folks by taking Kelvin Banks, the left tackle from Texas, a 3-year starter at left tackle for the Longhorns. But, you know, you saw the picture that they posted recently when Teron Armstead retired, and it was Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk and Drew Brees. And you think back to those Saints offenses that were so elite, led by Brees, obviously, but they also had the legendary bookend tackles with Armstead and Ramczyk. And, you know, after Taliese Fuanga really hit last year, I think they're trying to get back to that, obviously, and having those really strong bookend tackles, getting Kelvin Banks, who they were obviously very high on with a top 10 pick.
You know, you're right, Charlie. And Kelvin Banks, only 21 years old, and as y'all talked about before, almost 1,500 snaps. He's only allowed 4 sacks. He's been a 3-year starter, 2-year captain. Great technique, Lombardi, an Outland winner. And now they're comparing him a little bit to Laremy Tunsil, who's interesting, because that is pretty close. I think he's got the skills, Kelvin Banks, that has the skills to be a long-term guy, like a Willie Rope or a Teron Armstead, barring any injuries. But he's got great technique and great space, plays with a lot of leverage. So that was a can't-miss pick for the first round. I think they needed to shore up that offensive line. But I think the Saints had an outstanding draft, and they bringing in some guys. I did a story, which is running on Crescent City Sports, on the best undrafted free agents, college free agents the Saints have ever brought in. And it'll be amazed to look at that list and see how so many good players, two of the guys who Saints brought in as undrafted free agents, are in the Saints Hall of Fame, Sammy Knight and Pierre Thomas. So, you can't overlook those undrafted free agents the Saints will have in town tomorrow as well.
Renee, we're just talking about the undrafted free agents, and I was talking to Charlie that, the running back from Delaware certainly jumped because he was so productive. The other guy is Chris Tyree. He was a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. He goes to Notre Dame. The production kind of waned a little bit, but one thing he could do is return punts and kicks. Didn't have great numbers, and he had a little injury last year at Virginia. I think he's another guy because a lot of times as an undrafted free agent, just like Burnham, the punter from University of Alabama, you're looking for a specific spot there. I think Tyree gives you maybe an opportunity here because of, I don't really know that they're going to put Rashid Shaheed back returning kicks anymore.
Well, he brings up similarities to Rashid Shaheed, and Tyree is a guy who, as you know, Mike, better than anybody, he runs in a 4-3 range, and he's a gunner on special teams, can return punts and kick returns. Moochie Dixon is another guy they brought in from SMU, runs a sub 4.440. They are addressing areas they really need to upgrade and make stronger. They bring in the Shaheem Davis, edge rusher from Wake Forest, who got a $10,000 bonus and $30,000 guaranteed. And, you know, he's got 25.5 sacks during his time in Wake Forest and 52 tackles for loss. He can play 4-tech, 5-tech, and 9-tech. And you mentioned a yards guy, Mike. That's interesting. 429 career touches and only one fumble. That's interesting. And, you know, he's not only a good runner, he had 64 catches at Delaware, 812 yards and 11 scores. So they're bringing in guys they think can compete for legitimate spots on the roster, if not maybe on a practice squad that can be moved up a little bit later. So I think they brought in some quality talent.
Renee, one of the things you and I have talked about on the air, off the air, is I know you felt strongly that they would use an early round pick on a cornerback. It's still there. I understand they drafted a cornerback, but for me, I'm not real sure I want to enter the season with maybe what I would call a little bit of a lack of experience at that cornerback spot. I still think somewhere along the line, if it's somebody who gets cut, if it's somebody maybe in a trade, this team doesn't have a big man receiver, and they could use another cornerback.
Yeah, I agree with that, because you got Alante Taylor, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and Isaac Yottam, and Rico Payton, who's an undrafted free agent last year. Quincy Riley is a guy who does have great ball skills, Mike, 4th-round pick. He does remind me a little bit, not as physical, of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who was a 4th-round pick in 2019. But Quincy Riley is a guy that I think they're going to try a corner and nickel, high IQ. And they lost Paulson Adebo and Marshawn Lattimore. So they really need guys, as you said, to step up. You know, they can afford to have guys coming in and taking a long time to learn the process. So Quincy Riley and to a degree Jonas Sank as a safety are going to have to come in and hit the ground running, because the Saints need help at that spot and need good depth at both of those areas.
Renee, before we let you run, I want to get your thoughts on Devin Neal, because it feels like they're getting, the Saints are getting a lot of positive press about that selection in day three, one of the best picks of the sixth round. But, you know, the production level that he had at Kansas, he broke all these rushing records, all these rushing touchdown records, basically reset the record book for the Jayhawks program, and he stayed there. And so the college production was there for him. You know, he feels like a very high floor player that also has some good upside as well.
Yeah, and Charles, that's a good point. You know, he played in 40 games, 40 consecutive games, and that's, you know, that says a lot. I'm sure there was times he didn't want to get out there, but 4,300 yards for his career, over 5.7 yards per carry, 49 touchdowns, and he broke records that were set by John Riggins and Gale Sayers, two NFL Hall of Famers, but 115 carries of runs of 10 yards or more. So he touches the ball, and there's a good chance he's got a first down for you, but once again, like yards, he's got 700, Devin Neal, 760 carries, only four fumbles, and that's a reliable guy. I can see Devin Neal, unless he gets injured, can get in that mix really, really quickly. And Alvin Kamara, he's starting to maybe turn the corner a little bit. He had his biggest year last year, 950 yards. But I tell you, fellas, I can see Devin Neal getting on the field, and he makes things happen. It's going to be hard to move him off. He's a guy that can spell Alvin Kamara and be a quality back.
Renee, the other thing with Devin Neal is, name me another guy on that Kansas offense.
That's a good point.
Okay, and that silence tells you the story. No, if I'm playing the Jayhawks, I know exactly who I'm trying to stop. It's Devin Neal, and look at the production that he gave out there on the field. That tells you a lot about a player when, okay, he doesn't have these 4- and 5-star recruits around him. Okay, it's not like he's playing at LSU or Georgia or Alabama, you know. So that's what's impressive to me with Devin Neal, and also his attitude. When we had him on that Saturday to talk about, I'm coming in here to work, and I'm coming in here to help this football team win. That to me tells the whole story. And that's not a kind of speech he practiced, because we got him on almost right after he got drafted. He really feels that way as an individual, and you like that in his mental makeup.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, I know you talk to him, but the thing is, he comes across as a guy with a little bit of a military background, and I'm not saying that's accurate, but he's very organized and he's very structured, and he knows what he wants, and he knows what he does what he needs to do to be successful. And Devin Neal is the kind of guy that he's going to be hard to get out of the lineup, and I think he does so many things well. He blocks. He's a willing blocker. He's not a big guy, about 215, 212, something like that. But he's a guy that can, again, give you quality snaps. And again, with Alvin Kamara, the situation there, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you don't know what Kendra Miller's going to do this year. I think they really need a guy, or could use a guy, can step in and really make things happen.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy talking to you, my friend, and we'll speak soon.
I hope so. God bless both of you guys. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Renee. Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports, been covering the pro and high school, college scene. He's like me. Got 40 years. Got that four to start things.